Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Father, that it'll go forth. And Lord, that it'll touch those that doubts arise, to quell them, to encourage them, to set them free. So, Father, use my mouth once again this morning. For I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I meant to go through this again, and it just hasn't happened. So hopefully it's all good. I've headed it, Knowing Where You Stand. Knowing where you actually stand. And in Romans 5:1 it reads, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, I consider two things that are incredibly precious: peace and freedom. And we have both of those things as we trust in Christ Jesus. And we were saying in the prayer room this morning that it's taken me 80 years to get to that place to be laid back in Christ, to actually accept whatever comes in Christ, and to have that peace and the knowledge of the freedom that he has blessed us with. Now, perhaps it's because Faith and I are going through a really good period. We don't have great problems or troubles. We listen to other trials and tribulations, and a few days ago we were given knowledge of several friends and people that we prayed for that are going through sheer hell. Successful people in the Lord, great churches, fantastic ministries, and Satan is just hammering them through sickness. And they're going through that time of trial and error where they really need to know to have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we all go through trials and tribulations. If you haven't gone through trials and tribulations, you're dead. Because in life, James, my favorite book, says you will have strife. "But fear not, I have overcome the world," the Lord says. We need to remember that. You remember a few weeks ago or months ago, I forget now, I spoke on seasons. And everything is a season. Everything. Nothing is forever except our salvation when we trust in Christ Jesus. But everything in life is a season. "Therefore, having been justified by faith," that incredible word that we sometimes struggle with, faith. We are justified by faith. "We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is our cornerstone. In 2 Cor 5:2, do you ever get into those habits? 2 Corinthians. You say 2 Cor to somebody, and they say, "What's he talking about?" 2 Corinthians. Getting slack in my old age. 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us." What an incredible statement. For him who knew no sin. I balk at that sometimes. That means he never sinned in his mind, in his thoughts. I can't go through a day, an hour, without sinning between ear and ear. You know, we're a hopeless lot. "That we might become the righteousness of God in him." Until you understand how God views you, until you get it into your spirit, how God actually views you, you'll struggle in his approval and worry that you never measure up. Is that how you feel today? If so, meditate on the following scriptures and let them remove your doubts. Through him, we become acceptable and in right relationship with God. We have that righteousness, right standing with God. Now, he views each and every one of us through Christ Jesus, his Son. And I am so thankful that he does. Because I think if he was to look at me in my bare state, I wouldn't exist. But he sees me through Christ. In Romans 4, 17 to 25, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which are not to exist as if they did, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully convinced that he had promised, that he was also able to perform. And there's a whole wealth of information just in that scripture. That what he has started in each and every one of us, he is able to fulfill to that wonderful end when we are called home. In 22, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness through his belief. That wonderful right standing with God through belief. We just have faith in what is spoken over each and every one of us. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. Sometimes we can read something in the Bible and you hear it said, oh yeah, that was for them at that time. Well, the end of the Bible says, don't add and don't take away from the Word of God. And I have had, he's gone now, a brother-in-law in the UK who was in the spiritualist world, as all that family were. And they would believe in the Bible, but only parts of it. You might as well throw the whole thing in the bin. You've got to believe every word. And that could be a problem if you've got different translations. But the general thing is written, not just for those of those days, but for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. It's for us to believe and grasp a hold of and have faith in, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. We are raised with him. That's part of the baptism, isn't it? To be buried with him and to be raised up with him to live forevermore. And as we see on the TV and read in the newspapers, the things are getting badder and badder and worser and worser. And we can look forward because that hope is imputed right into our inner being. The hope that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will come and all those that are trying to gather votes today won't count. Because they're going through a season. The whole world is going through a season. It's amazing what's happening around the world at the minute, where the Lord seems to have a great big pot called the world, and he's stuck a wooden spoon in there and he's doing this. And he's doing it for a reason. We can look at the terrible things that are happening. People are being drowned where they're trying to flee the destruction of their homes, their families, their countries. But God's behind it all. God is behind it all. Nothing but nothing happens without God. The word, he says he sees every hair. Some people have got more than others, but fall to the ground. He sees every sparrow that falls to the ground. Do you think he's not behind everything else? He only does those two things in the Bible? No, he's behind everything. Satan is not allowed to move unless God allows him to move. God is in control. God is total. God is all-seeing, all-feeling, all-knowing, all-being. And we're part of that. We're part of that calling. And we need to know exactly where we as individuals stand in God. Because it's such a strength to us when we go through trials and tribulations. When we know what our position in Christ is, it helps us through all sorts of horrible things. Unworthiness is one of the greatest weapons Satan has against you. Nothing's new. He said to Eve, "Are you sure?" And today he says exactly the same thing. Are you sure? Are you sure that's the ministry you should be taking? Are you sure that's the girl you should marry? Are you sure you should speak to your children like that? Are you? And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Are you sure that you are saved through the blood of Christ? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It is done. As faith said, the Lord said, it is finished. His work, not ours, his work is finished. So take it out of his hands. Take it out of Satan's hands. Deny him the privilege of saying to you, "Are you sure? Nick off, I'm sure. Go away and come back when you've got something different, because you got nothing different. I know where I stand. I know what my position in Christ is. I am saved by the blood of the Lamb. End of story." Don't bring your rubbishy "are you sure's" around here. God has put a screen between you and himself, the blood of Christ. That screen's in place. Hands getting wobbly. Don't get old. Whatever you do, don't get old. Make your hands wobble. It's the blood of Christ. And when he looks at you through that screen, he sees you as righteous and forgiven of all sins. Hallelujah. So you did everything wrong this week. Well, whoopee-doo. God still sees you through the blood of the Lamb. You are still in a specific position before God. You're still there. That's why we call it amazing grace. Amazing grace. Righteousness, standing acceptable to God, will be credited to us who believe in, trust in, adhere to, and rely on our God. That's a hard one, isn't it? To rely on our God. Because we get let down from time to time simply because we think, pray, that God should work in this way or that way, and he doesn't. You can't put God in a box. You cannot put God in a box. You can't even put him in the Bible. We are restricted to the Bible. God is not. And I've heard people say, preachers have said, if it's not in the Bible, it's not going to happen. Well, I'm sorry, you've just put God in the box. God works within the Bible with us. But he's in charge of everything. He can work outside of the Bible and do wondrous, incredible things for us. In Romans 8, 1 through to 2, "There is therefore now no condemnation," we all know this one, the old Christian growth scriptures, "to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Now there's something right there. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who walk not in the flesh, but walk in the Spirit. So that when we tend to walk in the flesh, things go wrong. We fall in potholes in the ground that we didn't see or don't see or don't exist when we walk in the Spirit. Our life can fall apart when we walk in the flesh. But guess what? It doesn't matter how many times you walk in the flesh and you fall in the potholes along the way, your standing before God has not changed. You still stand before God in righteousness. Because it doesn't matter how many times you fall in a hole, God will pull you back out again. Because He sees you through Christ. His love never ends. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. So when we fall, 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 we still have not operated in the changing of our standing with God. It's not where you fall or how long you stay down. You still have your right standing with God. There is only one sin that cannot be forgiven. Only one of all the sins that we commit week after week after week after week. There's only one sin that cannot be forgiven. And that's denying the Holy Spirit. So all the things you do, we do, don't count. Gone quiet in here. Because of your right standing in your belief in Christ Jesus before God. Some people walk away from churches, walk away from their Christian walk because they cannot discern the difference between your position and your condition. You have a position and you have a condition. Whoa, better watch what I do with my fingers. It's all right, Luke's not here. Still comes up, doesn't it? It's usually me that brings it up. Because it is impregnated into my condition. There is a condition. I'll read that scripture. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You see, there is a condition. There is a condition. You must be born again. That's the condition. You must be born again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. I wonder if you really got that. That's the crux of this little word. It's only a little word. We'll be going home early today. Your position and your condition. They are vital to your walk in Christ. They are vital to what I spoke of in the first place. Peace and freedom. The world struggles for peace and freedom. And if you settle in your spirit, your position in Christ, and settle in your position, your condition in Christ, you'll find that peace, that trust, that freedom in Christ. Because we will fall down between now and when we go to be with the Lord, we will fall down 1,000 times. We will think wrong things, we will say wrong things, we will do wrong things, we won't do things that we should do. I love that scripture where Paul said, I do the things I don't want to do and I don't do the things I want to do. For a man in his position, in his condition, I find that awesome. 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 I look forward so much to talking to that man. Really do. All the righteousness needed to get into heaven is credited to your account the moment you put your trust in Christ. As a Christian, there's a difference between your position and your condition. When you sin, it affects your condition. It doesn't affect your position at all. Not at all. It does not affect your fixed position. Your position is in your faith through Christ in God. Your position is where you stand on the rock of our salvation. Your position is you cannot be knocked off that rock. Nothing will separate us from the love of God. Nothing. So the second that you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you believe that he died and he rose again, that he is the Son of God, that he is seated right now at the right hand side of the Father, intervening for you and for us, for me, your feet are cemented on the rock. You can't be knocked off the rock. You can't fall off the rock. But you can deny the Holy Spirit and walk away from the rock. And unfortunately, we've seen it happen. It does happen. You can say, but what about my shortcomings? And we all have them, even moi. Honest, I know it's hard to believe when you see this gentle, loving, friendly, good-looking. I'm running out. Anybody got any? Ah, thank you, Colin. The wisdom, you know, they say that grey hair is the sign of wisdom. And it's fantastic. I have got such, you would not believe how much wisdom I have got. Don't laugh. My wisdom is up to here. I just forget where it is. It's good. I've discovered that forgetfulness is good. You know the rubbish that we get on TV these days? You've seen that play 2, 3, 4, 5 times? And I see it for the first time every time. I've forgotten who the characters are. I've forgotten how it ended. I've forgotten what went on in the middle. God, this is good. This is good. And faces, we've seen it before. Oh, I don't remember this. So it has its advantages. They are few for far between, but it has its advantages. And I must come back over and over again to position and condition. They're nice, easy words that even I've been able to remember. Position is where you stand in Christ, and it cannot be taken away from you. It cannot be taken away from you. It cannot be knocked out of you. This is why right now there are Christians around the world that are suffering the horrors of torture and death, and it cannot be taken out of them because they know their position in Christ. Their condition is awful. Their condition is absolutely dreadful. But it hasn't knocked them off the rock of salvation, Christ Jesus, because they will suffer. And I mean suffer like none of us do. For that one name that they hang on to. Their faith and belief in Christ Jesus and the love of God. No matter what, if I was there, I'd say, why me? Why me? That man just cut my arm off. You know, I've just been electrocuted. I've just been slashed. I've just been beaten. I've just been hung by my thumbs. I've just had all the terrible things. And sometimes I've read a couple of books I wish I'd never read. Because it's put horrors in my mind that I can't get rid of. But they will go to heaven and the angels are rejoicing with them now because they held on to their position, no matter what their condition. Those two words, we need to hang on to them. Hang on to them. Work with them. Think about them. And when troubles come knocking on your door, not going to affect my position, but it's going to play havoc with my condition. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are being transformed. Now, what is being transformed? What is being transformed is our condition. Our position is set. It's firm. It's in concrete. But we are being transformed from condition to condition as we slowly but surely come to the glory of Christ. We are, each one of us, a work in progress, not a work on position. Christ said, "It is finished." Your position is finished. Your condition is being changed, transformed, day after day after day after day. I'm a much better condition than I was even 10 years ago when we first came into this place, when I first met Faith. I'm a much more laid-back person than I used to be. I hear the Lord speaking so clearly now, and he only speaks now and again. And that business about, oh, he went into the cave and it thundered and the rocks fell down and the storm came, and he must have been as deaf as a post. I will not put my God into a position where he can only speak to me when I'm sat dead quiet, thinking of nothing else, and just going, "Speak to me, Lord." He can break through anything. Do you think he's not talking to those guys that are having their condition severely tested right now? How can the Holy Spirit come in and bring peace and strength if you can't hear the Holy Spirit, if you can't hear the Lord speaking? In all my ministry years, God just spoke to me when he wanted to. Not when I said, "Lord, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me." And that happens very often. When you're a minister of a church, you go through all sorts of horrible things. And you say, "Let me out of here. Let me out of here. I want to get out of here." That's why they're in America now. "Let me out of here. I hate this." But God will speak to you. When he wants to say something to you, he'll get through. Because he's God. End of story, he's God. You know, he could turn the whole lot of us into frogs now if he wanted to. You're all frogs. I've had a gas fall, you're all frogs. He can make this whole lot just tumble down and look like a paddock of grass. Like that. He's God. He's God. And some of us need to get to that place where he is God. He's in charge of everything. He doesn't just pop up when I'm quiet. He doesn't just pop up when things are going wrong. He just pops up when he wants to. When he wants to infuse into our lives, he'll do it no matter what. And if Laurie doesn't speak to me, Ian will. And if Ian doesn't, Lynn will have a word in my ear. And if none of you speak, as the Lord spoke to me the other day, on two separate days, the same thing. Clear as a bell. Nobody had to speak to me. Just be lay back, accept where you are, realize your position. Don't get it mixed up with your condition. Don't get condition mixed up with position. I know I'm hammering it this morning because I've got plenty of time. We're going to be so early. What happened this morning? Everything went by so quickly, didn't it? I haven't got a long sermon because I thought we'd be a bit, you know. Transformation, which means to change form, is a daily process. And while you're in that process, God views you as righteous. In other words, righteousness isn't a performance, but a position. And God put you into that position. And the moment he saved you, now you know where you stand with God. Please, if you take nothing else away from this place today, take away your position. Hang on to your position. Forget all about your condition. Your position is done. your condition is still working. Your position was finalized when Christ said it is finished. Your condition will go until they put you in a box. Don't mix the two up. Please don't mix your condition today with your petition tomorrow. Your position never changes. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. My position in Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. My condition there is far worse than my condition will be up there. It will change daily, 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 until the Lord takes me home and he says, I can't do any more with you, come home. But my condition will always be my problem. My position is God's problem. Leave it in his hands. He is more than able to fulfill what he started so many years ago when we went down the aisle and we stood there trembling and said, Lord, I remember tears pouring down your eyes. Lord, I accept the position you've got for me. When you join a company, you join a position. From then on, you've got to learn the ropes, the condition. From then on, your life changes as you learn new things as you go along. That's your condition. Your position is you are a representative with this company. The company is called heaven. The boss is called God. My position is a child of God. My condition is I need to learn how to change or accept the changing of the Holy Spirit. My condition is to go out there and sell goods. The goods are Christ Jesus. My condition changes as I learn how to do it better. But my position, I'm still a rep. I'm still a child of God. I'm still in the position that I joined the company in. I joined as a child of God. I'm still a child of God. I'm not suddenly a mature, knowledgeable man of God. No, I'm still a child of God. Do you get that? When you join a business of any sort, you apply for the job. I applied for a position in Christ. Hey, I got that position. I got the pay. I get it every day. It's called faith. She'll cook me a meal when I get home. Toast. So brothers and sisters, I leave you with this today, pleading with you, don't mix your position with your condition, and don't mix your condition with your position. You are, will be, always be a child of God. That's your position. But I praise God that he hasn't given up on any one of us in our condition. Because he's changing our condition day after day after day after day. And I'm so thankful for it. Because I'm different today. My condition is different today than it was back there. And when I think of what my condition will be, woo-hee! Faith said I've got to have another 10 years. She's not going to give up on my 90th birthday. She's probably already planning it. Planning the 90th birthday. It doesn't matter whether I go in on a wheelchair, I'm going to be in there for the 90th. And I see that the musicians are getting ready to come up and sing us another half an hour of music. If they only sing one, we'll all get together and have a coffee. God bless you, each and every one of you. Have a great day in God, knowing that you stand saved forever because of the position. Bless you.